Tovshin Ayin Dalit, Tovshin Ayin Gimel, really. About a little over 24 hours from now, only 5 hours from now, we will be moving from 1 year to the new year. And Shaloi Kemidas. Shaloi Kemidas Agoyim. When they change over the year from 2013 to 2014, it's celebrated in a way that shows what they're all about. With no seichel, if anybody by that time still has seichel left, it's going to be lost within a couple of hours. And a ball comes down, and everybody screams, and they lose themselves. So by the Goyim, you saw it from the new year, to celebrate the new year, the celebration of losing ourselves. Get yourself lost for the day. Lose your mind. Lose your brain. The best celebration of New Year's probably is when you end up in the morning, you don't know where you are. Where you are. That was, wow, did I have a good New Year's this year. I started off in one place. And the next thing I knew, I don't know where I was. I woke up in Honolulu. I don't know how I got there. I don't know how I was. But that's klar. The celebration is the way of pritzus. But like I said, losing yourselves. But your Rosh Hashanah and Yom Leroy is just the opposite. As we're going to learn, Rosh Hashanah by us is to find ourselves. By them it's to lose themselves. And by us, the definition of the Yom Leroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, is to find ourselves. Rabbosai, Tov Shin Ayin Gimel is coming to an end. The last few hours, the last day. The new year is coming upon us, Rabbosai. If we were MS, and I'm talking to myself, last night I was a little tired. I was looking at the newspaper, MS, and later on I caught myself. And I have to chas v'shom madreges here. I'm not on madreges, and I'm not trying to tit. But the mice, if it's the MS, if you really true that tomorrow night, and starting with tomorrow night, as the Baal the Svarim say that for the 48 hours from Rosh Hashanah, at any moment is din. If we were really serious, we'd be in a certain type of this. We'd have a certain type of feeling. We'd have a certain type of seriousness. We'd have a certain type of retinuit. That we realize that in 24 hours, everything, we spoke about this a few times, everything, Bamas, everything, every single thing of the year, health, wealth, shidduchim, people this year got engaged, Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shin Ayin Gimel was decided who's going to be, get onto the chuppah, and Chas V'Sholom, who's not going to be married anymore, Mi Yisholev, who's going to have it easy, who's going to have a serene year, who's going to have an easy year, and Umi Yasef, who's going to have Yisurim, Mi Vo'eish, Umi V'Mayim, we spoke about it, people drowned, I just read how people drowned this year, Mi V'Mayim, Nivus Nigra, and Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi said, it's so funny, we wait, we have the end of the summer, August 13th, somebody drowned in Bat Yam. When would that happen? Because he didn't wake up that morning. It was Baskin, Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shin Ayin Gimel. This guy woke up one morning, had a brainstorm of an idea of a new business. in the middle of February 27th. He invested in a certain stock. Boom, he was a millionaire overnight. When was that nigzar? Not on February 26th and not on February 25th. But on Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shinayin Gimel. And it was a year that woke up somewhere. And he looked at his bank account and he saw a bunch of zeros. The night before, there were a lot of numbers before those zeros. And now total zeros. Everything got wiped out. Shoshana Tov Shinayin Gimel. Miye Yoni, Miye Yosher. Unbelievable, Rabbeisai, it's a tzitter. It's something that we have to think, Rabbeisai, again, it's hard to think in this generation, these things, we don't like to think about them. But Rabbeisai, Emloi Achshav Eimosai, Rabbeisai, when? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeisai. It's time to get a little bit more serious. I'm not saying to walk around and make ourselves not, doesn't mean we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be Sameach on Rosh Hashanah. We eat nice food. You have beautiful Beis Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, the suitors that the cook, the Amitesh, is preparing for this Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. You probably never had in your life. Unbelievable. Gevald the Sudois, because we're supposed to really have Batuach Hashem. We're supposed to have trust. Klal Yisrael continues to go on, and we'll have Satzloch in the Din, but it comes with a certain Charod that we spoke last week in the Shmuz. Oh, Rabbeisai, Yoim Zikoroin. Yoim azikoroin kol boi oi lo oi zim lefon of gimnei moroin. Every single individual goes in front of the Baruch Shalom gimnei moroin. We stand in front of the Baruch Shalom Rabbi Isaac Shteit in Chazal. The Yoim from Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim Teruah Yelachem. That's how the Torah Kedoshim is Mishyaches to this day of Rosh Hashanah. Yom True, it's a day of true, a day of blowing. Interesting lashon to describe Rosh Hashanah, the day of blowing. We blow on Rosh Hashanah. Interesting way to describe it. That's the day of the holiest year, holiest day of the year is Yom Yevav, blowing the shofar, blowing the shofar. Yom Yevav is Yom True. As Rashi, the Targum says Yom Yevav, a day of crying. It's a murderic insight here. The Amki, you want to get the Machus Hayom, we know the words of Torah are very, very terse, short, and sweet. You know, you get to the word, because Shmuel doesn't have to describe in 50,000 words, short and sweet to get to the point. And here we have a description of what Rosh Hashanah, the essence of Rosh Hashanah is. The Chazal describe it as Yoim Yevava, Yoim Trua, a day of crying. Interesting, Zachavos. What do you mean a day of crying? What's the crying? That's the whole description. It shows all about crying. Sounds like a very, very, very not geschmack. That's the day. It's a day of crying. So obviously, in the Pashas Adram, it's a day of crying because, you know, the person sees the heal, the seriousness, and understands what happened this year, and he says the terrible tragedies of Rabbi Isaac. Even last week, a young man went out with his family in a car crash here in Eretz Yisrael. He was nifter, this was nifter, that was nifter. Years ago, you hear stories of us, like we went out for an afternoon drive with the Mishpacha in a Volkswagen. And so for sure, there was nothing left of us. It went into an accordion, the car became an accordion, and so everybody's wiped out of us. Well, you only super. People that, we young people, old people, they think, oh, you know, the old people, you know, young people, guys, no. Moral and but I say, the Bacham of the Yeshiva heard this week of us. Guys from the yeshivas are yitzvah, the imam, the guy went to sleep at night. Right now, they don't understand what happened to the guy. He went to sleep. He went to sleep on his pillow. Tomorrow, the next morning, Friday morning, his mother came to wake him up at 2 o'clock. And that's all it came to him. He was gone for a few hours. But he wasn't 97, he wasn't 96, he wasn't 95. But it took us a long time to get down to the numbers that he was. The young guy. When was that Nigzar Rosh Hashanah? So that's why the day of crying is not so serious. But I want to say another insight of us, the day of crying, but you sort of the crying. Why is the Mahus of Rosh Hashanah the day of crying? The second thing we have to understand about Isaac is Lamaisa, a very interesting Havanhoga that we have on Rosh Hashanah. Besides the Simonim, everybody knows the Simonim, we're eating Simonim, dates, He wrote on Shvieli date, the guy once said, and Baruch Hashem, I think that year he got had a date, but it didn't work out, so he thinks he has to come to a different Lashon. But anyway, you know, everything we should, you know, we have different Hadhogim, we say Simonim, and one of the Simonim, which everybody's masking to the Bodhisattva, which is very important, the Ramah brings it down, as that was a big minute, because Mash was the Ikka minute, because it's brought down that the mice, you should make a broch on the apple. It's a big pelon halacha, everybody tumults. What are you making a broch on the apple for when you have a pomegranate there, you have this? The Ramah says, make a broch on the apple, the eights. The mice halacha is not tzaros. So some say that in Europe they only had the apple, and some say the apple and the honey was the most chaviv, and that's why according to halacha, maybe we should make a broch on the apple. We even have to make a broch on the dates, because most of our guys eat dates. For the mice, make a broch on the apple. What was the need to make a broch on the apple? Because the minig in the Klal Yisrael to dip the apple in honey. Dip the apple in honey. Everybody's going to start in the morning to sing the lullaby. And the mice, at the end of the day, that's all they get from Rosh Hashanah. Some families, they sit there singing that lullaby together. And everybody puts the arm around everybody. And we had a beautiful, sweet Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashanah, because we dipped the apple into the honey. But so Bishal Dora was like, this interesting minhag that Klal Yisrael does, they dip the apple in honey, and reverence for a sweet year. You have to understand that minhag, but say what's it all about, what it represents. It's very, very tif chazal, Abir Hagro and Shulchan Aruch, enlightens us to a fascinating yisoy in the inyan of the achilas tapuah midrash. And so we start. Shtei toch in Arizal, the Be'er Heter brings in Arizal. The Noyadik in Arizal brings in. So up the Arizal, there's a whole shaila person, if a person should cry in Rosh Hashanah verse. If people were asking me now, everybody was coming over to me and asking me if we should die, or we let it dive in on Rosh Hashanah for personal bakashas. Many people ask him hold. Some people hold it's better not to. You should focus on a Kodesh Baruch Hu and down for Malchus and down for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Giva Hashchina. And some people can hold like that. So other people can hold that we can down for ourselves because the Maisa is Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, you can dive in even on Shabbos. Even on Yontif, you let down for Pikuach Nefesh, and now to Shabbos, Sifrei Chayos, and Yisim. So that person hold again, it'll kind of sort it down for yourselves, for your matzah. Everybody should be knowing that if you down for yourselves, it's 100% okay. It's just the Zohar says you shouldn't do it in a way that just coming to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just give me, hav, hav. The Zohar Christ, like dogs that are just coming, they're just there, they want to get whatever they can get and run away, you know. But the Maaseh said, the other way, if you come with a Ratzon the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Eiz Hashem, I need this, I need that, in order to function, as it says, Zachrein L'chaim Melechot L'mancho, I should be able to function, I should be able to be a good Jew, I should be able to have a life where I could function properly, and I can succeed, and get further in life, and Chas V'Shalom, personally, you swim, it's very hard for him to learn, it's very hard to accomplish, event. So, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the best, but that's very hard, so he davens for the good years, Zachrein L'chaim, so that's the, even when a person does daven for himself, it should be L'mancho, L'kimcha. But what about crying on Rosh Hashanah? Should a person cry? We know that it's supposed to be a happy day. A person knows that on Shabbos you're not supposed to read sad books. You're not supposed to read sad things on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person's not supposed to cause himself to cry on Shabbos. For both sides, all of a sudden this guy the whole week he doesn't read any book. All of a sudden on Shabbos he pulls out this scary book about the holidays. You shouldn't read it on Shabbos. And the person brings the book to Tshuva. But a child is supposed to be a very happy day, Yontif also. That's supposed to be things that make us cry. Well, but what about crying on a guy? Seriously, Sana Toiku. Who shouldn't cry on a Sana Toiku? Everybody knows, everybody has somebody that they know that something happened to them this year, this whatever it is. But a person can't cry. He knows this person's sick, this person's having a hard time with the shit up. It's not child not to cry. So he brings the behate of Noag Livchosh B'Rashan. He was Noag to cry. The behate says that the Ariza. Helik Arizal would cry in Rosh Hashanah. The Omar, and he said, "Nisha ain't a boycha b'yom elu, ain't nishmasim toivu shleima." His nisham is not so complete and hamish. He doesn't cry a little bit on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's just mitzvahs. And then he says something unbelievable. Rabbi Sai, when the first time I saw this, I went out of my kelim. Unbelievable. Berheita says something so fascinating. The same that Arizal, Rabbi Sai, listen carefully what he says. Gam Omar. Kol misha boicha oz me'atzmoi b'p'chir g'doyla. So all the middle of Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, sometime Rosh Hashanah is away. He starts to break down. He doesn't know why, he just starts to break down. the Bchiyas Gedoyla. She poichos me atzma. He didn't like singing about it. He just starts to cry in Rosh Hashanah all of a sudden. Ois Hashoah, Dayonim, Dayonim Lei Bebezden Shomayla. At that moment that you're crying, they're judging you in Bezden Shomayla. The Nafshu Mageshes, and your soul feels it. Uboloi HaBchiyah Me'elam. That's why you cry. Unbelievable Ariza. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah, you just think, all of a sudden, that the tears come down. If you know, you don't realize what's going on. All of a sudden, boom, suck the Ariza. You should know at that moment, then they're judging you. So first of all, it's a Gevaldik Gezach, that you've been Boicha, because tears, Avada, the Gemara says, Shai Dirma, Dura Ninalu, Gevaldik, unbelievable thing to the person at that time that he's crying. But I want to understand that, what's in a Tifa Oif. I want to explain the boy side. What is Bechir? What's crying? A person cries. Again, we said the Machus of Rosh Hashanah is crying. A person cries. What does a person cry for? What do we cry for? The Derech Klal. A person cries when he hears something sad, something bad happened, when somebody lost something that was near to him, or something tragic happened, that he's missing something. I think the Yisoid, the Rabbi said, of Bechir. Because I'll learn out the Yisoid of Yom Yevavah. Where do we learn out the amount of tikkias that we make? Is 100 tikkias? Connected the tears that the mother of Sisera cried when her son went out to war. He never made it back, and she was standing by the window crying and crying. 100 tikkias she made. So connected that means a whole beer, wine, daf, game with the Sisera, that's not with the Shmuz. But the Yisoid was, what was she crying? Because she had something in her life that she had before, and now she's missing that. So therefore, she let out of tears. Place it is a oimek gadol of the Rebbe. Hear what we're saying over here about the Gemara. So the type of bechir when a person cries is the yisoid that a person feels he's missing. He's missing something. I want a type of voice saying that the reason why a person cries bechir gadoyla all of a sudden when he goes stand in front of him because that's a shas ha-emes. When you stand in front of Hashem Yisbarah, when your neshama stands there. That neshama praying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a total MS at that moment. You recognize 100% the truth, what your purpose is, what the tafkid is, what you're doing in this world, what you're supposed to be doing in this world. At that moment, you feel you're missing on who you really could be. You have such a holy neshama. You have a neshama who has tsuma. So the neshama is my guess at that moment when it stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shah says, truth! The truth is in front of me! I see it with my neshama, standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, who I could be, who I am, who's my metzias, what's my tafkid, where I should be. And I realize where I am now. And that space, those bechias, those tears. Because at that moment, the person realizes deep inside that I could be so much so much better. I'm so much better than who I am actually in my clothed person, the begotten. I'm so much better. I could be on top of the world. I could be the best yid. I could finish shas. I could finish this. I could be that. I don't have to be held down by all all the things that are holding me down. You know what the taich of chet mean, Rabbi? So we have a big taich of chet, all of a sudden we were trained in our mind. Chet. No, chet. Rashi brings in chumash on one of the lashonos of Rashi says chet means missing. Not the pshat. It's aveira. The no good of that day. It's more than that. The chet. The person does something. A chet. The pshat is that that's not who he truly is. He's not truly that. He's been brought down. His shkuf schlepped him. His guf beat him. His guf overcame him. His guf beat him. That's not who he is. He's in the shomet toira. He's a pristine neshama, a chelek aluka, the top of the world, the greatest of the greatest, the neshama of a yid, from the makor elikim chayim, a chelek aluka mimal, a neshama ta'oira, that's who he is. He's not this person. Loi ani, as Rambam says, what's tshuva? He comes along, he's not the same person. You're not, because that's not who you are. You're a helik of neshama. then the bechiyah starts. The crying. The realization. I could be so much better. I could be so much better. I'm okay. I'm trying. And I'm moving forward. But I have to show the door, you know. And I could be on top of the world. The voice I hear good. Unbelievable. It's up to the end of God. Zok de goyim. The yisoid of the tapuach b'dvash is to merameis on a muridika mais that happened in Tanach. Zok de gimore tainis choftes vayorech esureach b'godov. When Yaakov Avinu went in to get the brachas from his father Yitzchak, everybody knows the story. He was dressed up like Esav HaRosho, with the skins, with the hair, everything on his body. Shtei de Chazal, the Metzias is that those skins that he put on his body smell terrible. They have a terrible stench to them. But he walked in. But he smelled the reyach. Zoch Chazal nichnas itoy reyach shel Gan Eden. A reyach of Gan Eden went in. Zoch the Gemara tainis choftes. What's that reyach? Ki reyach shel tapuchim. The smell from apples. Apples. Now you know where you learn, Rabbi Sai. Apples! Vayar es reyach begodov! He smelled the reyach of tapuchet! Zot the goy! That was the day! Then I put his ball hook and bench, Klal Yisrael! For all the doyrois! All the blessings! All the good things we have. Yehu mi Rosh Hashanah, that ma'isa took place of Rosh Hashanah, chiddush for the goy. Mashmin psukim to make a pesa, but the goy says, ki yadu haku bi al-pi kabbalah, it was on Rosh Hashanah that he went in. And he smelled the ram of the apples. And he gave him the gebenched, the bracha. So we want to incur that bracha. Of Yitim Lechoel, Kimi Tala Shemayim, the bracha from Aos, that bracha, when we go into the Goyim, when we sing Chad Gadya, those are the brachas, Chad Gadya is the brachas, that all through the generations, the reason why we continue to exist, the reason why we're successful, is from those brachas, from Yitim Lechoel, Kimi Yitzchak passed down to Yankiv, on that night from Rosh Hashanah, when he smelled the apples. So we eat the apples to incur the bracha. Oh, you know, Rabbi Sai, I want to take it a step further. Rabbi Sai, how was Yaakov dressed that night? Oh, yes, I be ace of Arosha. On his outside. On the goof. There was a Arosha. But Akol, Kol Yankiv, the voice, the Pnimi, the Neshama, Akol, Kol Yankiv, so teeth, thus is Rosh Hashanah, we come with a goof, Mole, disavere. Is that us? Is that who we are? Is that who we want to be? We come on Rosh Hashanah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the apple, Vayar Es Reach B'Godov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zet the Pnim. See the inside. See the Pnim. See the coil, Kol Yankiv. Hear the coil from the Shofar. Which comes from Pnim. which comes from the neshama. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is who we truly are. We're not Yankel Shmero, who 2 weeks ago was here. We're not Yankel Shmero in the middle of the winter's man who did this. That's not us. We're the Shema Tehaira. We're the Kayakai Yankiv, even on the outside. We have big day Esav. Even on the outer world, we have big day Esav. But with the MS, it's Reach. We have the Reach Shoda Neidem, because that's our previous. That's the call from Shaifa. That's where the Shaifa comes from inside. Blow the inside, blow the ruach. The ruach is the true pleas of the Eved. And when he cries on Rosh Hashanah, it's the feeling that these are my begotten, this guf. This is my big, my begotten, that's the big day Esav. That's not who I am. Ich bin Yankiv. Ich bin the Ben from Yankiv. Ich bin Yisroel. The Yankiv, the Avram Yitzhak Yankiv. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that. When a person hears that coil shofar that comes from deep inside, when we eat the apple and we understand the apple represents the coil kol yankiv, the reach HaTapuach, the reach of the tapuach, the true meaning, the true essence of us. So then we, Hashem hears that, and Chazal say he's mahapich from midas harachamim, from midas hadin, from midas harachamim. Because that's what the shofar of Boi said. The shofar is a coil b'chia, calling out from the neshama, the same you saw it, calling out from the neshama, shvarim, what it says, is a lashon b'chia, yon chua, how you cry like this, you cry like that, different types of cryings. You saw it is the b'chias of the realization that it's not us, or Boi said, what we did this year wasn't us, that's not truly who we are. We're much bigger than that. On them the Chazal Medrash Rabbi State the Meir the Gezach Vayar Esreach Begodov Zot Chazal Vayar Esreach Boigdov Hashem saw Esreach Boigdov Begodov could be Boigdov also. What's Boigdov? Rabbi said the rebellers, says Chazal. Unbelievable. Chazal bring a Maisa in the Medrash of a famous Yid. Who is this Yid? Kigan Yoisi Meshicha v'yokum Yisroilois. Yoisi Meshicha was a Yid that when the Goyim came to go into the Beis HaMikdash, unbelievable story, in the Medrash Rabbah, they came to come into the Beis HaMikdash, and what happened? They came into the Beis HaMikdash, says Chazal, Omri Yikonis Mehem Uvahem Tchila, let them go in first. We're scared to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Who knows what's going to happen? Let them go in. They told Yosef Mashiach, who was off the derech totally. He was a Shkatz. He was a Yid. He was a tuna bagel with cream cheese. And the Maisa, he didn't sing the Aveira song. He did everything in the Aveira song. So this tuna bagel, Yosef Mashiach, he was a rebel from one of the cities. He was a rebel. He rebelled against everybody. So they told him, go inside to the Kodesh HaKadosh, everybody said. But the Gemara says, even the Kiva saw foxes, they were scared to go. And whatever you take out is yours. Nichnas, v'choytzi minoyer. He went in, he took out the minoyer, gavaldik. He'd sell this for a lot of money. Omruloi, a darka shall hedge l'shtamash b'zu. So they told him, a hedge doesn't use this. This is a fancy minoyer, you don't use this. You're not using this for Hanukkah. Buy one of those menorahs that plays Ma'oz Tzur. Elo Uz Man Tininus, the Madad Mavit, to go in again, take it out. The Loi Kibbalah. He said, no, I'm not going in. Omru Loi, Omru of Pinchas, Nos the Loi Meches, Gimushonim, they knast him for 3 years, they gave him a terrible tax. He didn't go in. Ma'osu, Nos no, Oysoi, Bechamor, Shacharoshim. Boy, they took out the Mephoshim said he took out something that grades away the skin. And they started grading away his skin, but they were throwing in a tuna bagel. They were making it, they were cutting him up into a real small tuna bagel. Mom is grading him away. Ma'osu v'omavoy oy oy shechasti l'boi. Does the Eresh Demaisa with Yossi Mashiach? But he had a friend. He also was a butter baigel. This the tuna baigel. His name was Yochum Yishchoyros. And he was the Ach Ben Achoysa Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer. V'yorochiv susya b'shabsa. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos. He was a machal on Shabbos. Ozo kume sharis l'mitztavlo. They wanted to hang Rabbi Yossi b'kitzah, Rabbi Yossi. He said, oh, machal b'kitzah, a whole story. So Rabbi Yossi Ben Mashiach gave him a musa shtavar. And he went on the spot. Holich v'kiyim ba'atmo dalid misis bezdi. Skila sreife herek v'chanek. The kids even became it himself. Oh, and he said, the Gemara says, "Basayvish shel dovo," that there was zeicha to olam habo. With the Gemara zokt of them, Hashem saw reach begoboig dov. The people who was begboidiv, the tuna bagels, the people who rebel against him, he saw deep down to the shama when it came, push came to shove. When it came to a matzav, we realized that it's not proper anymore, not to do, not to serve Hashem. He got to a certain dargo. Vayar Israel, the God of the MS, the Tzias of the Neshama, that even if it goes far away, deep down there's a light, there's a spark. And when it kindles, it becomes a flame, it becomes the Neshama to Hoyra Reitim, Moisin Nefesh, Adal Nisus. And that's the Boisa, the call of the Shama. That's the apple in the horn of Rosh Hashanah. You have to realize what I said. The Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is the emes of time to find ourselves. Because we don't know who we truly are. We don't know our greatness. Sometimes we have to be pushed a little bit harder. Sometimes we need to have more Sirus Nefesh. That's what it's all about, Rabbi Sam. Sirus Nefesh. The Sirus Nefesh that you're ready, what you're ready to do for the very Olam, even if it's not going so well, but that's the Tukoyach of the Neshama, that's the Oira, that even the Guf doesn't have the enjoyment. We're Bnei Avram, that's the Shoyim Shalayil. Avram was ready to sacrifice his Ben Yochid. That's when Rum is in the Shoifer. But that comes from the Neshama, the Oira. The Boisa. Time that we realize who we are. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year of our Sefer purpose. Because everything in the beginning sets the course for the rest of the year. And a person recognizes and realizes to the koach of the shofar, who's supposed to ma'oire him, to understand that you're much deeper than that. You're much deeper than the skin that you have. And the koyach that you have deep inside of you, you'll never realize, Rabbi Yisrael. We think we can't do this. We think we're held back by that. We think we don't have enough koyach for this. How far can we go? How much more can we extend ourselves? And we don't realize how pristine, how much koyach the Neshama has. And it's so chaval, Rabbi Yisrael. Because we're tied up, we're walking around, Rabbi Yisrael, we say many times, walking around with weights, heavy lead weights on our legs, and we could be mamash winning the relay race. On a shaman so swift, so fast, so speedy, we could be 50 miles ahead, or we're dragging our feet again and again. But we have these weights, and we think that we have to live with these weights the whole time. We're stuck, and we follow the same way of life. Either we have to go in that way, or we can't. We break away from it, Rabbi Yisrael. As you mentioned earlier, there's an animal called the beaver, Rabbi Yisrael. The beaver is one very interesting animal. It makes dams. Everybody knows the beaver dams. But the Sefer brought down, just being the Sefer Shari El, he brought down the beaver is a very, very interesting animal. The beaver is trapped a lot. People like the wool, the skin of the beaver, they use it to make hats, beaver hats. You have to make for the strimals. You have to make beaver wool, whatever it is. But how do you trap a beaver? The beaver hides out in his place. Why is that his place? And then every time when he needs, wants to go for a dip, he goes to the dam, he wants to get water, whatever, he has to get his food, so he goes in a straight line down to the dam and he comes back. But he says an interesting thing about the beaver, if I say. Every single time the beaver will go in the same way it went down, it's going to compete its way back exactly. So the beaver trapper stakes him out every day, his beaver. Beaver Jim, he stakes him out one day, a few days. Oh, he goes always on that side of the tree. And he goes straight down. And he comes back exact same way. The beaver trapper goes and puts a trap right on going that path. What happens next is something out of the way, out of commission. Out of the body, crazy. The beaver goes back to its house in a strange Z-line. The Z-line's back. But he sees the trap in front of him, and he starts to wail. But he continues in the same exact path, right into the trap. He cries. He sees the pair there. He's crying. But he goes straight into the pair because in his mind, he knows he can't. Somehow he's learned that he can't change. He has to go straight. And he goes straight into the trap, wailing, knowing that he's going into the trap. Beaver, wake up, Beaver. Just move a little to the side, Beaver! Well, that's the essence of a beaver. And that's sometimes also what so we go in life, and we could be 10 steps ahead. We have this thing inside of us, the goal of pushing us. Same holler, same thing. Move a little harder. No, same path, the same way, same it's a harder. And we don't break away with it. Because deep inside, we don't know who we are. The koyach, the kaliyos of Hanukkah, through the generations, the snefesh that we can do, and we can go to lengths of unbelievable steiging and growth with us. I just read a maisa recently, an unbelievable maisa of us. The five blacksmiths told it over with us. It's a hard to the maisa, it's good to say it over. There was this couple. They were married for a few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, and the Maisa, he came home and he sees his wife crying a little bit on the table. She sees in front of the bill, the electric bill, the water bill, the food bill, this bill, that bill. And the Maisa, she sees her eyes a little tearing and he says, Rifki, what can we do? I know it's hard, but we can't make it. You see, every month, we were making it by the skin of our teeth, and now it's coming to my dream. We can't make it anymore. And she's tearing, she's crying. But she said the only thing I want in life is that you should be able to learn Torah. The hair had a koilo wife of us. I'm really the gemaisa. And what I wanted to learn good. So she turns back to her husband and says, Yankee, I'm going to take another job. I'll do a night shift. I'll find a job as a cashier in Yesh. So he says to her, Rifki, you've been ready. If you have a job in the morning, you have a small job in the afternoon, the kids need you. And some at night, you'll be full of pies, not shy. I'm going to have to go out to work. And she's crying. And she says, no, can't go out to work. But we can't. And she turns around and she pulls off her wedding ring, the diamond wedding ring. And she says, there's still something we can do. Here, take a wedding ring and go sell it. They should continue learning and play. And he turns to her and says, what? Are you out of your mind? This is the wedding ring. This is the diamond ring. I spent so much. This is the diamond ring. This is you're gonna is that shy? No one give the diamond ring. He says, Yaki, this is what's gonna make me happy. This is what I want. Go get it appraised. We're going to continue learning. And he didn't know what to do, but he listened to his wife. She wouldn't hear anything but giving away her own diamond ring that she would be able to learn. So the story goes weiter. He goes to a diamond. The story was told over a friend, wax, we call this Meister, we'll see you. And he went to a diamond guy down in Barbara. And the guy was looking very funny. What's this coil guy doing with a diamond ring, selling it? By the way, he copped the matzah. But first, he said, this has a little scratch here. oh, this year. And he says, I don't know, I could give you maybe $1,500. So he goes, oh, it's hard for $1,500. Maybe you could get a month, squeeze a month. But then he chopped the matzah this time, and then his heart got turned on. Another board of this ma'aser, but he said, the ma'aser, you know, finally actually seem to know the guy first. It's a true story. You see the word of the Siyat Tishmai, the Siyat Snef, which is what he's talking about. So he says, but I have a brother who's a diamond dealer. He's around the corner. I want you to go there and get it appraised. Kitsa, while the brother guy's going the way, all dejected, he doesn't know what's going to be with the diamond. He calls his brother and says, we have an unbelievable story over here. This guy is ready to give his diamond ring. We got to do something about it. He comes to the brother and he says, let me see that ring. Looking at, wow, this is a diamond. His eye, the little guy's eyes start to light up. Wow, I haven't seen a diamond. This is worth 10 grand. And he says, 10 grand, that's going to carry over for at least another year. At least another year. Kitsa, he says, let's go for it. He says, yeah, but take back the diamond ring. My brother and I are going to take care of you for a year. But Frank Waxman told over the story, and a certain thing, and a guy in the audience got up, and he said, I'm going to do another 5,000. And that's how me and my wife was going. The Maisa ended the day of Boisai. He ended the day of Boisai. Doesn't want to shoot a shamba. A woman's raised a person. You know what that means to give up a diamond ring? We don't know what it means to us. We don't know what it means. We could barely give up our watch. We have four of them. She's ready to give a diamond ring for more Torah. What are we ready to give up? That's the serious nefesh of Rosh Hashanah. But it goes because in the shamba to Torah, there's a neshama that understands. We're much higher. And whatever the goof has to offer, whatever the pleasure this world has to offer, on his shama is so much higher. The Chofetz Chaim and Amendi came into his yeshiva one night, and he says he wants to speak to the Bachur. People make a mistake, they think the Chofetz Chaim was a Rosh Yeshiva. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva at all. He had a Rosh Yeshiva and a Rosh Yeshiva and he wasn't a Mashkiach. He would come and speak to the Bachum once in a while. That's all. He would sit in his house. He wrote his Mishnah Brura. He wrote his thing. He didn't really give shiurim. He was writing his svarim and helping Klai Yisrael. And he had a yeshiva. He would go in. And the Helik of Chofetz Chaim came in and El. They said he wants to speak to address the Bachum. This is going to be a shmuz. The Chofetz Chaim and El. And they get up and speak to us. He walked into the Beis Medrash. Went up to the podium. He opened up the seal. And here the Chofetz Chaim said a few words. Those who are walking around, it's out of the command. If you think about it for a minute, we're walking around with a neshama, tahira, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. So a person doesn't want to do an aveira, not because, oh, it's not nice to do an aveira again. You don't want to do an aveira. You don't want to take it down because you're so high. You're a prince. You're a prince. The Hashem is the Hoira. Atavaroso, Atayitzalto, Atanafakhtubi, Atomishamu, Atakirato, Atsabukol, Yossi. Brazil lost at love, the same Hashem to get lost at love, boy. Chosman, Shin Hashem, the Kirbi. Moyda, Anil, Fanecha, I understand my task there. I have a neshama from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, have an inkling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almighty, all powerful, all capable. The only boy in the Yoylam. And you have a chelek. A neshama, that's you are. This is all body. This is all clothing. I have a clothing, I have a frock. Here's my shirt. Sorry, not Brooks Brothers. $4.99. And here's my skin. It's also clothing. It's also clothing. What's the real who's you? Who am I? That's what Rosh Hashanah said. That's the Rosh Hashanah. A friend tells over in his book a Maisa. He first dated his wife. He went to date his wife. So he didn't want to. He had a car, but his car was mamash a jalopy, a piece of junk. And he goes to come on the day, the first day, to make the impression. Come on with that car. He said, it's going to be mamash. Who knows what? He makes such a bad impression coming with this Ford jalopy car. Come on, you know, so let's get out and push. You know? spend the whole day pushing the car across the Brooklyn Bridge. At least it's different from an day at the airport, Kennedy. So he said to his friend, he said all of a sudden his friend had a new Buick, a beautiful new Buick, I think it was called, 1979, whenever he was dating. Remember that year's Buick, perfect condition. So he went over to his friend and said, listen, I borrow the car, go on a date. I want to make a good impression on the date. I come with some jalopy piece of junk. The girl's going to say no right away. He says, sure. He says he remembers seeing the car when he took it. He was like, felt so good. Now, mint condition, perfect, like perfect, shiny Buick or Cadillac, whatever it was, like straight out, or 2 weeks or whatever. I was very, very new, and it was perfect, shiny, no scratch, no nothing. So he went on the date, and he went, when he was parking on, he was finished the date, he was parking, he went back, he either scratched the car, he banged the fender a little bit. And he said the whole way home, he kept stopping every gas station, getting out to look. Is it really there? Is that scratch there? And he couldn't deny it. It was a scratch, it was a dent. He kept looking. Is that dent there? Maybe it's clear, there's a dent there. But he kept going to every gas station, seeing maybe it's there. Is that to say? That pristine, that beauty is missing. So the Yesod of us has to realize. To realize that our neshama was, we're that pristine, we're perfect, we're great, we're unbelievable. But ein chanami, because we're in the goof, I want to make mistakes. Because Rav gave us the time every year, first of all, to realize that who we truly are, who's the you. Realize that Rosh Hashanah with the apple, remember we dipped the apple into the honey, remember. That we're really smell of those apples. The night of Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov Avinu, the coil of Yaakov. And we blow the shofar. And we sound the Truah, Yom Truah, Yalachem, Yom Yibov, the tears. We realize the tears represent the essence of the day. And we realize that we're so high up. And the space that's between who we really want to be, who we truly should be, and we could be, and we really do want to be deep down. It's far from who we are. That's the Bechias. But Eliezer Hashem Rabbi said, that's the start of Tshuva. The difference between the car and our situation was that Hashem gave us some unbelievable matonical Tshuva. Tshuva Rabbi said, can take the Aveira and wipe it away. Wipe it away. Ki Ilu, as the Hashem says in Perek Dalet, that it never ever occurred. And bring that neshama back to its pristine level of us. But first I have to realize where I could be, where I should be, and where I want to be. I have to realize who am I. I have to realize that Rosh Hashanah is a time to find myself. This was said, but Eiza Hashem is horrible. What Bechias, that understanding, the realization, I should be, I can be, on top of the universe. The highest being, the pinnacle of creation, the Odom, that could be is the pinnacle of creation, that could have both created this entire world for me. When I realize that, and I understand my greatness, I understand who I could be and who I am, not away who I am, Batsam, that everything that I did wrong and all the things I did wrong, it's not me, it's Odom Acher, it's the goof. That realization, and the coil that I let out, ki'ilu, what they call shofar, what they call tefillah, from the ruach, from the previous, from the essence of who I am, who's in the Shemaim. It's an unbelievable impression, Shemaim. Hashem Baruch Hu looked down on us, looked down on the nation, looked down at these hidden in the base medrash of Rosh Hashanah. Hours crying to Shofar, calling out to you, Hashem Melech, really realizing their purpose in this world. Hashem Baruch Hu at that moment doesn't look at the Reach Begadah, doesn't look at the Begadah, doesn't look at the clothing, the soiled clothing of Esau. He sees the cold Bayak. At that moment, he's Mesapeh, Kisei Rachel. V'yitren l'chol adikim. Hashem gives that bracha that Yitzchok gave Yaakov. Shvizoicha! What is that? This Rosh Hashanah. Truly find us. Say for this Rosh Hashanah. Hashem should come to us. I believe that. Bracha. Tzlocha. Wealth. Happiness. Yishmah. Such a good year, boys. For us, for our families, whatever we need, health, wealth, shidduchim, sisters, brothers, cousins, everything that we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the true person over there who really won. He says, ah, what a neshama! I'm going to bench it! With chayim, with bracha, with atzlocha! That bracha, Hashem HaTovim, the suka, the apples, the smell of the reyach, the true name of Baal. Yisroicha, this year, all of us, to be written the Sifron Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, La'alta, L'chaim Toivim, L'sholom, Osen, L'mishpoches. Yisroicha, that this year, Hashem Shem Chavonis. I'm here for the middle.